Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to our March edition of the Simple Farms LLC podcast. I'm Lori Boyer, and Scott Scheimer is joining me. He is the owner and founder of the Simple Farms LLC app and also owner of Scheimer Farms in Cheyenne Wells. And we are heading right into spring. How's your moisture looking in your area, Scott?
Well, Lori, we look okay. We missed out on the big snow that happened about a week ago that was just up on I-70 into the north. We didn't catch anything out of that, but it was close. So we're feeling optimistic, and the forecast looks good here for Wednesday. You know, there's guys that say, wish we'd had that moisture. But on the other hand, the last 3 years, we have not been good at this point in time, and we're in way better shape than we have been in the last 3 or 4 years going into the spring. So can't be too upset. Just hope we get a little measurable moisture and we'll be all right.
Well, your area had gotten moisture earlier in the year that those to the north, those in my neck of the woods didn't get. So there's that. That's good.
Yeah, it balances out. So we just always want more. You know how that goes.
Of course. Recap for me, if you will, Scott. What all do you intend to plant or have planted at this point in time?
So, Lori, everything as far as we've got wheat in, of course, winter wheat. We've got our rye in, our cereal rye that we're doing with green cover seed. So we're actually raising the rye seed for their cover crop mixes. So that's in, and we're top dressing both right now, putting our herbicides down along with our fertilizers and our biologicals. So we're putting those on top of the wheat, you know, being humic acid, some fulvics. And then we're putting in corn, milo, millet, and soybeans this year. So those are all on the docket to get going. The planter is almost ready to go. So we're getting ready.
Have you planted soybeans before?
I have. This will be my sixth year doing it. And we're in a tough area. I mean, everybody's in a tough area, but I had marginal crops. I've had record crops where I had to go through an insurance audit because they didn't believe we raised 90 bushel irrigated beans in eastern Colorado. And then the next 2 years after audits, we got hailed out. Oh, I wouldn't call it a tornado, just a straight line wind blew all our pivots over and the hail just pummeled us. So we've had a couple of years of zeros as well. So we're all over the place with them.
Do any of your neighbors plant them?
I have a few neighbors in the area that do, and they do quite well. I lean on them for their perspective. Yeah, we've got some guys that do a decent job with them.
Well, just coming back from Commodity Classic, of course, the Soybean Association is one of the main associations that are a part of that. So a lot of my colleagues cover soybeans, and there was a lot of information and press conferences and things on soybeans. So it's interesting to me because I haven't done a lot of that in that realm. So it's interesting to learn more. And those who are further out east, kind of, I think, all along from probably your area into Yuma County, you are starting to hear more about pockets of soybeans that are being planted here in the state.
It's the constant diversification. You know, we're just looking for other avenues, both weather risk and market risk, just trying to diversify in any way we can and utilizing the assets we already have. We've got a little itty bitty flex header for the beans because we don't do a lot, but we can run the combines, use the same planter, just put in different discs. And so as long as we're not having to change up our equipment much, we'll try anything we can to diversify. We got our own grain bins. We've been the soybeans there. And we have found that once we get them produced, we're catching those trucks going back north from the valley. And we're kind of the first pickup point for their backhauls back up to the milling facilities. So basis wise, we can capture a pretty decent basis on the beans doing that. And it's kind of funny. The trucks that come to pick them up are shocked that they're picking them up at our location where we're at. So that there's a little advantage on the market there, but we have had a lot of trouble raising. It's pretty risky. So we don't do a lot, but we keep dabbling in it.
Yeah, it's good to talk about things like that and spark some ideas for producers who may be listening in, or, you know, the possibilities that are out there.
Yep. And we're fighting some tough soil conditions. We do get some, when we talk to some soybean guys, we tell them our pH levels are at 8.3, which is really high for beans, but we found varieties at work. And of course, our biologicals and our humics are helping us. And we've avoided chlorosis issues in the soil with those beans. So having success on that end.
Okay, good, good. All right. What else is going on Scheimer Farms right now?
Well, I'm on spring break. I think it's always the big important thing is spend a little time with family. So my daughter's spring break's right now from high school. And so we're up at Vail skiing and looking forward to this snow that's about to come in. The crew's out there. We're pulling up fence off the corn stalks, top dressing wheat and rye. So they're rolling along. I check up on them. I've used my Simple Farms program to look at who's getting what operations submitted and just see how they're getting along and what they're putting down product wise. And right before we jumped on, I just called up my sprayer operator and just told him, let's boost our bandwidth a little bit when we see some kochia on the perimeters. I'm still using the program to even just see what the guys are doing daily, a checkup, whether I'm there or not.
That is a nice aspect to the program and a really good point. So if you have people that are working for you or with you, you can check in at any time and see how things are going.
Yep, exactly. See that things are getting done and where they're headed to. And it makes it a little handy on that end too.
You yourself have been to quite a few farm shows here in the last few months. And I think I have asked you this question. I'm going to ask it again, but maybe a little bit differently. As people are coming by and maybe they've never heard of you or aren't real familiar with Simple Farms, and they ask you, what is this? How do you explain it to them?
I pretty much explain it. It's a way to track your daily operations and put them into a package so you can analyze each parts of your operation, whether you want to see how it looks on a cornfield or all your corn on your entire farm. It's a calculator that you figure out your costs on your operation, and you can place it to where you know exactly where you need to be marketing your commodity. So here we go. Corn prices are finally starting to creep up a little bit. We've had a nice little rally in the wheat market. And so we look at what we've done so far, what we're anticipating on doing with this wheat, which we're getting close to the end on our inputs. And are we at a point where we can start marketing based on our anticipated yields? So it's a data collection platform that helps you figure out your cost of production.
You just open the app and you can get an overview of your operation, but you can also get into specifics, right? You can look at days of the week. You can compare from one time of the year to the next time of the year. And of course, line by line on your different inputs and costs.
Exactly. You can look back at what you've done historically. You can go in and plug anticipated operations in the program. You can also go in and get as deep as putting individualized operation costs into there. You want to look at your spring break vacation fund and put it in there and see where you need to be marketing this year's corn to help you cash flow. You can plug that in. You can get as detailed and crazy in the program as you want. It does get as basic too. We have a lot of guys ask, you know, we're analyzing all your per acre inputs, but we can also put in your fuel expense, your repairs and maintenance, some of those more generalized ones, and you can allocate it in the analysis as well to help you get a little more perspective on that field and that crop.
If you buy a new piece of machinery, are you able to depreciate that out as well? Does it automatically do it for you?
You'll have to plug it in, Lori. So what I'll do sometimes is maybe I want to put a 7-year depreciation or maybe a 5-year on a piece of equipment. You could put that schedule in there along with the interest expense if you're financing it. You can allocate that asset however you want, but you do have to plug it in. You can't just put in a full cost of a piece of iron. You have to allocate it over a period of time in there.
So you do the calculations and you just plug those numbers in.
Exactly.
Got it.
By an asset divided by 7, it's a 7-year depreciation. Put it in there.
And I think you and I've talked about this before too. It's also so handy if you go see your banker. You can just take your app or people who may want to print it out. I'm still a printer, because I like to be able to see and make notes on things. Go talk to your banker, say, here's my numbers. Here's what things look like. And that's got to be really handy for your banker as well.
It is. I'm on vacation, but my banker even has access in the administrative end of my Simple Farms program. And it just happened yesterday. We have an opportunity to pick up some more farm ground. Our original dialogue was a 1/3, 2/3 share crop structure. And now the landlord's pivoted to a cash rent structure. So we're negotiating the cash rent. So we're running the analysis in that structure. We're in negotiation process right now, but we can show our numbers to prove where we need to be at. So we're both successful.
Really handy. Really handy.
It's web-based, so it's with you on the go. You know, I just have my iPad and I just put in my email, my password, and I have access to my program anywhere, and made it very quick to have this conversation without having to bring the whole office with me.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Anything else on the app that you want to mention here today?
Just talked to the team this morning. Deep in the program, we had part of the analysis had just a total cost per operation. And now we have it where it's an average per acre. So, you know, little details we keep pushing in the program. things that our customers want to see with it, we listen. And if we got it in the budget, we talk to the development team and make the changes. So that's a little one that's being pushed right now. We're working on other projects down the road with the team right now. Just keep moving forward.
It took a little while probably just to kind of get it where you want it now, just based on usage, producer feedback. And then now you're at that point where you're making improvements and tweaks a little at a time to keep up with that.
Exactly. That'll never end, Lori. Like we say, we're just listening. Everybody's got some great ideas, and sometimes maybe it's just one or two individuals. But if the majority of our users are all asking for something about the same, we throw it to the team and we try to make that change to adapt to our users. That will never end.
Yeah, I imagine it won't. What else is going on as far as your other operations that you and I've talked about in the past? Any updates anymore on the shrimp side of things?
So we're harvesting shrimp, you know, about once a week. We catch a few more out of the tanks, and we've got our new grow group going. We're just keep moving along with them. They keep growing, and we've got a heck of a waiting list, and it just keeps getting added to. And so it's been a lot of fun. And the response is always is neat. Pretty much anywhere we go, that becomes our initial dialogue is, how are the shrimp doing? Then we move on from there. But we've given a lot of tours. We've had people travel from a pretty good distances. We had a couple come and visit from Kiowa, Colorado, which is a little over almost 2-hour drive to come see the system. So it's been kind of unique.
Yeah. And you're almost becoming maybe like a consultant as people look for different unique ideas, or still finding room in that kind of marketplace to be able to do something like that. They're probably asking you a lot of questions so they can learn from you.
I teach from my mistakes, I think, more than my successes. And so...
That's okay.
We're definitely not at the level of consultation. We'll sure show you what we're doing. Happy to.
And then the orchard, how is that project coming along?
Very slow, Lori. I've pretty much only got the plans drawn up. We did put a lot of biologicals. Where we're wanting to do it is an old livestock holding pen. I mean, it hasn't had cattle in it ages. So we keep putting biologicals in there, and we put a bunch of rye in there, and it's starting to green up. So we know we're getting good growth, and maybe it's not so hot. I'm hoping to order some whips here, maybe in the next couple of weeks. We'll probably just test plant a few trees and make sure they'll grow for a year. Then we'll go from there.
And did you say whips? Is that what you called it?
Yeah. So when you just mail order trees, you know, that's what they call a very small seedling tree. So they'll come in the mail like a 12-inch stick with a little root system on it. You can plant them in there and get started.
I did not know that was a term for seedlings, or seedlings isn't even the right term for baby plants, baby roots.
Yeah, I'm learning myself, Lori.
Interesting. Okay. Anything else to mention here today, Scott?
The biggest one is it's exciting. It's starting to warm up. Spring's in the air. And I think along with me, once spring breaks over and the crew, we're kind of chomping at the bit to get going out there. Looking forward to it this year.
I know. What about livestock? You talked about how you've ran some cattle. You had somebody who was interested, then thought you were going to sell them, but then you have cattle. Where are you at on that?
Oh, yeah. We're jumping all around, Lori. So we've been doing custom care. We have picked up some bred cows again. So we've got those going, and the guys are out moving fence around, fixing fence, getting the pastures ready to go. Yeah, we're kind of all over the place in the cattle end right now. The big thing is, like everybody out there knows, is help is everything. And I got a good team, a good group that's been with me a few years, and they've proven themselves. So we're moving forward on the cattle end. That was one that satisfied a couple of the guys that are on board. And so here we go again.
All right, Scott. Well, thanks for taking time off of your vacation to visit with me.
Oh, Lori, always a pleasure to visit with you.
Once again, Scott Scheimer, he is the owner and creator of the Simple Farms LLC app, which is a margin analysis tool, and also owner of Scheimer Farms in Cheyenne Wells. And that website for more information on Simple Farms is?
Check it out at simplefarms.ag. We'll help you. Reach out to us and we will help you get on board.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. I'm Lori Boyer.